Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward, and today's episode is a little crazy. This is one that's all about, in a weird way, you via me. And let me kind of give you some context to this. So recently, I ended up having to have back surgery, and I hate having to have people worry about me or anything else. So anytime anyone asks, so how you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm doing great, all that kind of stuff. So I came into the office today, and Russell said, Dave, I had the weirdest epiphany last night, and I almost called you, but it was super late, and I didn't want to wake you up. And so I came in, and I had to talk to you about this. He goes, you know, Dave, you've been out there trying to find a way of getting better at telling stories. And I was thinking the other day, so Russell ended up coming down. My son got married this last weekend down in San Diego, and Colette and Russell were kind enough to come down and be there for the wedding. And while he was there, I ended up making the mistake of slipping and kind of messing up my back again. And he kind of saw me in pain. He's like, Dave, how you doing? I'm like, doing great. I'm doing great. And so yesterday we were out screwing around in the Jeep in the lot right behind us. And once again, I kind of got out and got a little rambunctious and slipped and messed up my back again. He's like, how you doing? I'm like, Dave or Russ, I'm doing great. Doing great. So last night, basically his epiphany, he said, was, you know, Dave, one of the reasons that you're struggling right now with trying to connect more with people in your stories is because you never will let people know how you're really feeling. You won't actually connect with them. You won't allow yourself to let the walls down and be more vulnerable. And I sat back and thought, oh my gosh, how true it really is for me. And so I sat there and I thought a lot about it. I actually was out to lunch with my wife today after I went to the doctor today. So basically it's been 2 weeks since my back surgery. Went to the doctor, got clearance, everything's going great. And so I was talking with my wife about what Russell's epiphany was for me this morning. She's like, Dave, that is one of the issues I struggle with you in our marriage. And that is, you're not one to ever really let anyone help you. And I have a hard time connecting with you at times because you won't let me serve you or work with you. And so because of that, I don't feel like I connect as much with you as I want to. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so weird, because here I was thinking I was doing this so that they didn't have to be, I wouldn't have to be a burden to them. So I wouldn't trouble my wife. So I wouldn't trouble other people. And in doing that, what's actually happened is I've actually created more distance. I've created, actually less emotional connection, more distance. And so because of that, it comes across as though I'm only interested in surface level type of relationships, which is the furthest thing from the truth. I'm totally the opposite. I love deep, deep relationships with, I don't do them with a lot of people, but those I care about, my business partner, Russell, and other business partners, and my wife and my kids and everything else, I'm super, super into those relationships. And to me, that's what matters more than anything else in my life. And yet I don't actually let people feel that. And so it was kind of fun. I got back from the doctor's appointment today and was sitting there and was kind of talking to Russell about some of the kind of stuff. And it's fun having Russell as a business partner. It's even more fun as a dear friend. We've known each other for over a decade now. And that friendship is what allows us to just really almost be like brothers at times. And so for me, it was so cool because he basically said, so Dave, how do you feel? And at first I'm like, oh, I'm doing great. He goes, no, I really want you to stop. I'm like, stop right now. I want you to tell me, how do you really feel? I'm like, actually, Russell, my back is killing me. The surgery went great and everything else, but it still hurts. And he's like, Dave, you started using feeling words. And I thought, man, this is so important. And so then Russell said, well, hey, Dave, you're familiar with the copywriting concept as far as feel, felt, found. I'm like, I know I've heard about it and everything else, but tell me more about it, Russell. He's like, well, so the idea here is in your copy, in your videos, in the way that you're trying to connect with people, is the first part there as far as feel is all about showing empathy. And I saw Jason Fladland do this with Russell on a Funnel Hacks webinar about this time last year. And I was blown away by the impact it had, not only on the sales, but also on the refund rate. It was crazy. We actually saw greater sales and a lower refund rate than normal because of the true emotional connection that happened with Jason after Russell got done with the webinar. So I'll give you a little context here. The typical Funnel Hacks webinar at the time was about 90 minutes and then about 30 minutes worth of Q&A. So about a 2-hour webinar. Jason afterwards went on for another hour all about resolving concerns through this concept of feel, felt, found. And so I want to really make sure that when you're looking at your videos, when you're looking at the things that you're communicating with people, that you're really focusing then on this idea as far as truly emphasizing real empathy. Not the fake stuff where you're just trying to make a sale, but where you truly feel their pain. And so Jason, some of the stuff he was saying was, you know, I was listening to Russell and I thought, you know what? I know some of the people who are listening to this might feel this way. They might feel that, you know what, gosh, $1,000, I don't know if I have that type of budget right now. And then he went on to say, you know what? There's a lot of the people I've worked with in the past have felt the same way. And so you go from showing empathy to then showing that others felt the exact same way. And said, you know what? There's a lot of others who have felt the same way. This isn't the first time I've done this webinar with Russell. But what I found and what they found was that by taking action, they actually were able to get their money back much faster because they made that investment. Because what they found was by making the investment, they were more committed. And that commitment then actually helped them not only recoup the investment, more importantly, helped them build their business to the levels they never thought possible. And I saw Jason literally for over an hour use this whole idea as far as feel, felt, found. Again, this is a principle you can Google, and most of the time they use it in sales objections. Tom Hopkins does a huge thing on feel, felt, found as far as overcoming objections. A lot of it, though, I think in today's world, when you're communicating with your users or with your people who are prospects, is a lot of times they want to know that they're not being pitched. They want to know that there's someone really on the other end. And this goes back to a lot of the whole things we talk a lot about with regard to culture. And that whole culture is the idea of really connecting with people. So they feel like there's a belonging. So they really truly know that it's, so it goes from the emotional aspect to the logical side where they actually know that it's real. So what I mean by that is understand most people will always buy on emotion. And what they want, the last thing they want is to later on feel or find out or come to know that it was all fake. So when you're out there doing your videos, when you're out there doing your Facebook Lives, when you're out there connecting in your sales copy, this whole idea as far as feel, felt, and found is something I really encourage you to explore. The idea behind it again is on the feeling side is people by saying, you know what, you may feel this way. Or a lot of the people I've worked with, I know as I come across this, they feel this way. And by doing that, it shows empathy. And if you're really sincere and you really mean it, it comes across very, very genuine. From there, then the next step is felt. And the felt is typically by those people who took action. So, you know, there's a lot of my users, there's a lot of my customers, there's a lot of the people that I'm currently coaching, there's a lot of the people I'm working with on a regular basis felt the exact same way that you do. That's a way of being very genuine because other people truly did feel and now felt that way. But what they found is by going through my program, what they found is by contacting my customer support, what they found is that by actually taking action, what they found by just trying it, what they found, whatever that found might be, they then got results. And those results is then what solidifies and helps resolve the concern that your customers, your users, your prospects might be going through. So I really encourage you guys to take a look at the way in which you're approaching the sale. And make sure that you're resolving concerns before they actually happen. It's one of the things I was so impressed with Jason, especially on a webinar where you're not getting actual feedback. He sat there literally for an hour going through a whole bunch of feelings that he had while Russell was pitching. While Russell was going through all the 90 minutes of content and everything else, he then said, you know what? I was feeling this way. Maybe you're feeling the same way. What I felt, or a lot of the people I've worked with felt, that way. And now what they found is this. So again, highly recommend that you guys spend some time, go through it, take a look at the feel, felt, and found principle. Use it in your copy, use it in your videos. Start using more feeling words. this is where I'm getting real raw and pure here. And that is, this is one of the things I'm personally working on a lot. And that is trying to show more emotion, trying to really connect. I really care a ton about people. And it's one of those things where I'm trying to learn how to convey those feelings in a way that connects more with people. So I hope hopefully this makes sense to you guys. Again, one of the things I'm having a ton of fun doing right now is my son Christian actually is going through Expert Secrets book. And each night he's going on my Facebook Live and basically talking about those things that he learned chapter by chapter or secret by secret. And it was interesting because he's going through the same type of thing right now as far as helping find his voice and helping find the feeling aspect and realizing that people actually buy on emotion. So I'd encourage you guys to take a look at the way that you communicate. What are the words that you're using? Are you using more feeling words or are they more logic words? I know this, I know that, I learned this, I learned that. Instead of I'm feeling this way or I felt that way. And what I found was this. So have an amazing day. Hopefully this provides some value to you. I'd really appreciate, I'm trying to learn more of my voice here. I think we're almost to 200 episodes now in our Funnel Hacker Radio. Most of my episodes have always been about me interviewing someone else. And I'm trying to learn my voice more, and I appreciate you allowing me to practice on you. But any feedback that you have, I truly, genuinely want, and I appreciate it. So I'd encourage you guys, if you don't mind, send me a Facebook personal message, send me an email, dave@clickfunnels.com. Let me know how I'm doing, and let me know if there's topics or things that you would like me to explore with you. I'm more than happy to do that as well. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. I would love, if you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone's already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day. See ya.